Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
One of the first things we train our young basic trainees is first how to walk. Literally the first thing that they learn when they get off the bus, they get here at 11 o'clock at night, is the Army walks differently than civilians. It's fundamental, but you need to understand how to walk, and that means you have to walk in step. Very basic for the Christian life as well, walking in step with the Holy Spirit guiding you. And the second thing we teach soldiers is Army's a team sport. Nobody goes to war by themselves. It's the same for Christians, and I think that's what's killing our church in America. Individualism. Hey, I don't need a church. Well, you do need to be in a formation. Information is strength. Information is support. I hope you're experiencing that, Susie, through your church now. We have to be in a formation or we're vulnerable. When you're out by yourself, you're just not smart enough to outwit the enemy, and you don't know your own weaknesses, so you're going to get attacked. When you're in a formation, there's more support, there's more strength, and there's more motivation. I do much better in my PT program when I run with a group of people than I do by myself. That's why Lifetime Fitness and all the other clubs are popular. Human beings are social beings. God created us that way, and we need to be with other people to grow in our faith and to be strong.
How long does it take to teach servicemen and women that truth? Because I'm sure some come who are, you know, compliant, and others show up with some rebellious edge and individualism. How long does it take? Is that a loaded question?
Yeah, it is. It's a big one. How long does it take? Some never learn, and we send them home every day. Not everybody makes it in the Army. This is not a right. This is a privilege to serve in the United States Army. You either adapt to the Army or you go home. Because what we do is so deadly serious, and I mean that literally, that we can't hold hands with people forever. Some look like they're adapting, and then they get through all their training, and the seams come off, and they rebel when they get to their first unit. So we're reinforcing these values every step of the way. And it takes a while before any human being internalizes habits. Same for young Christians, same for old Christians. Just something as hard and simple as doing a daily devotional can be a struggle our whole lives. It's a discipline. Discipline's never easy. It's habitual.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.